So I think we can work on the document so it works a little bit more to that effect. So we can not have this conversation for a gazillion hours again next week, hopefully. Okay, so I'm going to ask one more time if there's anybody else on the National Office budget stack with a question. And if that's not the case, then I will entertain a motion to approve or to modify the document that's been presented to us. So stack for questions is going first. Okay, gone. Would a committee member like to make a motion for an action?
Bill?
Yes, Bill.
I move approval of the National Office budget as was presented to us.
Okay. Any objections or conversation about that motion? Okay, so I will ask again formally.
I was on mute.
Okay, go ahead, Campbell.
I'm not going to be able to vote for this. I, you know, didn't have opportunity to, you know, go back and forth with the whole thing. So either I'll have to abstain. If abstentions aren't going to be considered, then I'll vote against it.
I think abstentions are perfectly in order, but it does mean that we have to call the roll.
Okay.
As a formality. So, R. Paul, I guess I am asking you to call the roll.
Okay, hold on one second.
Oh, a question, Tracy.
Yeah, Bill?
Should the motion be in the form of a formal recommendation to the PND, or does it matter?
Yes, it should be in the form of a formal recommendation.
So
from
I
the
should
NFC
probably
to the
reword
PND.
That.
Yes.
I move that we recommend approval of the National Office budget to the PNB.
Okay, so I have the motion as being to recommend to the PNB that it approve the National Office FY12 budget as presented. Right? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Bill Prozier.
Yes.
Marcus Jetter.
Abstain.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Barbara Wimperman.
Abstain.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Okay, it's 8-4, one against, two abstentions.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much, committee, for your patience with this process. We are through 8 of our 9 budgets, which is exciting. We will now turn our attention, per last week's agenda, to the consolidated document, which should be, and hopefully is, simply all of these spreadsheets merged together. Hopefully you all have had some chance to review the document, but we will go ahead and hopefully open it up and then take any questions or comments. And that document is 111018 Pacifica 2012. And again, it was sent to you at the same time as the National Office budget, I believe Wednesday morning. So it should have been in your hands for about 2 days, give or
question.
Take. Yes.
Okay, so... Now, we keep going through, you know, we're going through lots of different budget things here. So, my question is, this is then the big, well, unless the PNB changes it, but as of right now, this is the budget for each of the stations. So, if, for example, if I say, well, I'm putting out the budget part of this for the WBAI LSB and the WBAI Finance Committee, this is the one to grab at this point and say, here it is, right?
I think that's correct.
Okay, now on line 2A here, I've got B, 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 V, 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 V. I'm not sure what that is. I think
line 2A?
On the WBAI.
You're in the WBAI sub-tab. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, let's look.
Yeah.
Line?
A2.
And what line are you in?
2.
2A. Yes, that's true. You have some X's there. When I go into my computer and I press return on that cell, I can make them go away. And then it looks okay to me.
Okay, well, that doesn't happen here. I'm in open office, so it's all I get is a bunch of B's and a bunch of V's. But that there's nothing serious in there. There's just that's really supposed to be a blank, I guess, right?
Yes. In Microsoft Excel, I can just press enter on that cell. Wait a second. That was noise. In Microsoft Excel, when I just go to there and I... LaVon?
Yes.
LaVon, we can't hear you. Let me... Excuse me.
I'm not talking. Hello?
Okay. Who is making all the noise?
I have no idea.
I think it's an echo.
Okay. Let's try this again. Okay. In Microsoft Excel, when I go to that cell and I just press enter, and that's 2A on the WBAI, the little blibby things go away and it's a blank cell and nothing changes. So I would consider that cosmetic.
Okay.
And we can get a clean copy to you with no blithers.
All right, thank you.
Okay, any other comments? Questions? Do people want to take a second to kind of look at it a bit more?
This is Ken. I have a question.
This is Bruce. Is it all right if I ask a question?
Yes. We'll go to Ken and then to Bruce.
This is a collection of numbers. It's really impossible for us to validate the transfer of all the information without looking at the originals. So my question is, I see a sheet at the end called check. And I see, but I don't see formulas. I just see numbers in there. So it's not, I don't see anything that represents some kind of a hash total or something that indicates, well, the bottom one seems to be some kind of a formula, the bottom row 20 under check.
Well,
but my question is, under what process, what procedures are you using to verify that you transferred all the information correctly?
I'm sorry, you're saying that...
My question is, what procedures did you use to verify that this document is a reflection of the 7 separate documents it represents?
Okay, we have a file with the 7 separate budgets, so I can send that whole... We can zip it and send it to you of the 7 separate budgets. I have someone working with me, went in and consolidated. After that person did it, I went in and checked lines to make sure that they were correct. So we went through that. We, you do your checks on all the numbers, but a lot of the checks, we don't leave it on the file to see that the numbers are tied to another number. So we went in and did the checks. But what I can do is to zip those files that were used and send that to you or send it to everyone if you want to see that.
Well, that's not what I wanted for Christmas, I'll tell you that.
Well,
that. My question is then, what you're affirming here is that the consolidated budget was created by using formulas to draw the data into one document.
Yes, yes.
It wasn't transferred by hand or something.
No, we use formulas.
Let me make a suggestion that the LSB treasurers who are present, who are reasonably familiar with their own budgetary documents, can certainly take a look at the tabs that cohere to their particular signal areas and do some quick double checking. They should be fairly clear with what the numbers
I did that were. Earlier, and it looked okay to me for KPFK.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm looking at KPFA, and it looks pretty close to what I remember, so.
Because the problem you get is like when there's like one of the budgets and they might have a number in a field and a couple of fields and it's not in any of the others, So that's where you know that there would be a problem. So that's the, one of the other checks on the consolidated numbers, that it's pulling, pulling the numbers from every sheet.
Yeah, but I would encourage Bruce and our Paul, who haven't weighed in, and Barbara to check their particular divisions and see if this is what they recall as being what the NFC and PNB passed. That's a good double check, and we should do that. KPFA looks pretty right to me, but Barbara should also check it out. And I'm just saying Bruce because Bruce was involved in bringing the document forward in the first place and is pretty familiar with it. Marcus, as well, if you have a copy of the existing PFW budget, you should by all means do a little spot checking. I think Bruce was next. Yep. Bruce is next on the stack, and you're right after him, Campbell.
Okay. Right now, I'm just assuming that this is the true consolidated budget. That I just wanted to, and I think I know the answer, but I just want to clarify here. Where the line 50 for net income, this is from the entire consolidated budget, over $300,000. So that's what we're saying we expect at the end of 2012 that we're going to be in that area as far as our net income rather than loss. That we're going to be around $300,000 over. That's our projection.
Our bottom line is actually line 66, about 189.
Because okay, there it is. I see.
There are some capital expenses
we're
factoring in.
Okay, yes, so there it is. 189.85 is what we're looking at as being to the good. And that would, and that, if that's the case, that those, that income, is that something that we are dedicating to building reserves or paying off old debt, or do we have something in mind for that? Or...
LaVarn? I think that the major thing is that now that we have actually projected a surplus at the end of next year versus this year, it was touch and go, that we will not have the issues with cash that we've had over the last 4 years, that this year that we can manage much better.
Yeah, this is Tracy. I'm just going to weigh in too, which is I think that with a reserve of that size, assuming that we get there and that these projections work out, and of course, since we put depreciation in all of the budgets, we won't be looking at another heavy-duty chop at the end of the year. I think it probably we are still in the phase where it will be mostly debt paybacks rather than building a reserve, as much as a reserve would be a wonderful thing. And that probably that will be the case for the next couple of years until we get a little caught up.
I basically project that that's where we'll be for 3 years.
Uh-huh. And, okay. And that number, this is Bruce again, that number could possibly be better if WBAI, for instance, and actually WPFW for that matter, is better at paying their shared expenses during the course of the year. Right?
Definitely.
Yeah. At least in the case of WBAI, we've already allowed for that. They might not be paying, you know, they probably won't be paying a great deal of it, but if, you know, if they actually can turn that around, the better they're at, they can do that, the better that number will be. That,
yeah.
Right.
So, I mean,
so we
speaking
can
from
say,
my...
So we can say, this is what I'm getting at, we can say that, that the foundation is turning around from where it was a couple of years ago when things looked very dire. Is that...
Gradually, yes. And,
that?
Yeah, and I think so. And what I would say is, if we really wanted to pay back all of our back debts in a year and have a reserve, the only way that we could accomplish that, given the fixed expenses that we have, would be severe expense cutbacks, like, you know, 25, 35% throughout the network on everything, And I think it's fairly clear that the network has decided not to do that kind of slash.
Oh, yeah, right. I mean, I'm not suggesting that. I just mean that.
Yeah. So the alternative is sort of this kind of gradual payback over.
Right.
The
and that's
of
what
years.
I'm saying. That this is what this budget tells us, is that we are doing what we intended to do, and that is that expenses are lower than revenue. Revenue is greater than expenses, and that
mm-hmm.
we have a budget that's pointing us in the right direction. That's the goal of everything we're doing here, correct?
Right.
I'm just
gradually.
But we lost
$1.975 million a year, and we're not projecting getting $1.975 back anytime soon.
No. But we're not in. But we had a goal, though, and it looks like we're on track to that goal, which is to, to look at it. We're not looking at a negative number at the end of it. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying that it seems like the bottom line of everything we're doing is that's what we wanted to see, was a positive number there.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Right.
Okay. Campbell, I think you're next.
Yes. Okay, I had to check, see if I was muted. I think that the presentation that does not include the prior years and a variance notion, I mean, just having a total and looking at the projected total for FY 2012 is not really something that provides, the kind of information that people need. I think it's totally possible, since for each of the each of the division or unit budgets, we had that information as they were being reviewed, and to have that disappear on this one that includes a consolidated, I think is very problematic. And so that's what I think would be very helpful and essessential for us to have. Thank you. Especially
anybody else on the
one
stack?
Day beforehand.
Anybody else on the stack? Okay. Jim, I realize that I left you out as an LSB treasurer. I'm so sorry. I hope that you will also spot check the Texas portion and see that it looks pretty much on target.
I looked at it before the meeting, and it appears to be okay.
Okay. Are there any LSB treasurers who feel like the numbers don't represent what the NFC and DNB passed in a substantive way?
Arpal?
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance, Secretary Inger. I've looked very, very little here. I wouldn't want to commit to anything right now, but the little I've checked looks about right. But
okay.
Let me
do an eyeball as well, because due to familiarity, some of this stuff is kind of stuck in my head, and let me see if it looks about right for what it's worth. Yeah, actually, the revenue number is spot on. The expenses are good.
Net income loss is the first thing.
Yeah, the CS number is correct. That looks to me like what we all approved and what the PNB approved.
Yeah, the little
off
the
bit top of my head.
That, the bottom line numbers look about right, but I haven't gone through much of it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I share your assessment that the bottom line looks right. I tend not to get bogged down in the month-by-month numbers, because I find those more of a tool than anything else. Any other LSB treasurers have anything to add? Kim, you said you eyeballed it. It looked.
This is Marcus Jetter.
Yeah.
Given I've only been interim for a week, I probably was abstained till I can further review past budgets in this budget, and so I will defer and count on your expertise in this matter.
That is perfectly understandable.
Tracy, is Bruce?
Yeah, do you have any contributions just in terms of...
Yeah, I don't have the figure right in front of me, but under capital items, the amount, and I don't think this is to my mind, like drastic going up. And under for WPFW, it doesn't list this by name here, but I think this is what it's referring to. There's the $750,000. Do you see that? That's line 61.
Yep.
Line 60. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong because it doesn't say it. I'm assuming that's referring to WPFW. Because I think that amount is a little bit less because there were some adjustments that were made. So it might be like $10,000 less or something. I have to look it up now, but I don't know if that's enough to...
Okay, I'll do a quick check while we're sitting here. I'm off the top of my head. I'm thinking not, but let me go look at it.
Yeah, right. Or that might that number might include something else as well as us. So.
Okay, because I remember that 598 number as being what was in there. But let me go do a quick check and see what I come up with. Okay, did we do all the signal areas? What's left? KPFA, Barbara.
Well, I'm with RPAL, I have not had time to thoroughly review the latest documents, and however, I trust that they are not there. There's nothing extraordinary in there that will surprise me later. I've just had a number of things I've had to attend to that don't have anything to do with KPFA.
That happens to all of us.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I would share your assessment that I don't
listening to you all.
Yes, I would share your assessment that it doesn't look to me like there's anything surprising in there.
I suppose if there were anything really horrible, of course we'll talk about it later.
It looks about right to me. Let me open up the KPFA and PFW PNB files and just do a quick check and see if anything comes up.
Mr. Bill, can I just say something while you're looking?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that we have tried to come up with realistic revenue and expense projections. I'm pretty happy with all this overall. But I just want to encourage all of you to, when you're talking to your station people over the year, if we do better on revenue than what's budgeted, then of course I think we all hope we'll get more money than to come in. Let's encourage people to resist the temptation to spend it as soon as it comes in, because we really need to be rebuilding our reserves. We need to be paying back some of our debt, and we don't need to be spending more just because we're more successful in revenue. We need to recover from, problems through the last few years.
I just want to second that. I totally agree. If we might do well on one fund drive, you never know what the next one. We're in an extremely unstable world economic situation right now. And, we need to prepare.
Okay.
This is Arlene.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of that is we need to be monitoring it all year long. We all need to be working with it. We have to get these past debts paid off. And so I'm very proud of what everybody has done, as I think some really tremendous teamwork this last year. I'm certain that it will continue, but we have to make sure that it does.
Okay, so Bruce, going back to your budget as I have the document, it looks to me like the $750,000 number is on.
Great, okay.
So I wouldn't be concerned about that.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And the other numbers, the ones that were in red, I'm pretty sure, just even from my mental capacity, I'm pretty sure those are all the same numbers. Pretty sure.
Yeah, it looks like it. And let's see, KPFA looks 37. Operating. Get to the right column here. Yeah, KPFA looks pretty much on target. Quickly. Okay. So with that, I'll go once more around if there's comments and questions. Okay, and at this point, I will entertain a motion to act on the consolidated budget in some way. Oh, come on, somebody.
Jim, I move that the consolidated budget of the foundation be approved and presented to the PNB.
Thank you. Okay, I know that Marcus, for one, wanted to abstain, so we will need to do a roll call on the motion. Our Paul?
Before that, who just made the motion?
Jim.
Jim.
Jim from Houston.
Okay, the way I have it is that the consolidated budget be approved and presented to the PNB. Is that it?
Correct.
Okay.
This is Ken, a point of order. Shouldn't it be that we recommend the approval of the consolidated budget?
Well, yes, technically, but
we recommend
to the
PNB that they approve the consolidated budget.
Yes.
Okay, are we changing?
Do you accept that, Jim? That's a friendly amendment?
Accept that. I thought we had to approve it, and then it would be approved there also. Is that not?
Generally, the lingo is that we approve it on the as a committee, and we recommend that the PNB approve it. And theoretically, we don't have the power to do anything more than approve it as a committee. You know, they're the ones that formally approve it on behalf of the foundation. We're just the slave labor that goes over all the little boxes.
Okay, how about this? That the consolidated budget be approved and we recommend.
And the NFC recommends it to the PNB for approval.
That the consolidated budget be approved and the NFC recommends that the PNB approve it.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Let me paste it in here. See that, and then we can vote. Okay. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Marcus Jeter.
Abstain.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman.
Abstain.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Okay, it's 8-4, one against, two abstentions.
All right. Thank you, committee, and thank you, our Paul, and that completes item 5 on the agenda and all 9 budgets that this committee was charged with dealing with. So thank you, everyone. At this point, we're just going to deal with our 6th agenda item and then possibly go into a brief executive session. Our 6th agenda item consists of setting a meeting schedule for the rest of our term, which will be November, December, and the first half or so of January. I'm going to make a proposal that we continue to meet twice a month, the reason being that we do need to complete 2011 sort of budget to actual reviews for the fiscal year for all 5 stations. And I believe that there are a number of other items that people on the committee would like to talk about now that we're a bit out from under the budget. So I think at a reasonable pace, without extra meetings, we have plenty to keep us busy. So I will put out as a suggestion for the committee that we meet on the 2nd and 4th Tuesday in November, which would be November 8th and 22nd, that we meet on the 2nd Tuesday in December, which is the 13th, I don't know whether we want to meet the second Tuesday in December. That's the 27th. We may want to reschedule that meeting. And that we also plan to meet January 2012 on the first Tuesday of the month, which is the third. I would stop there because I don't know whether by January 17th the new PNB will be seating itself or not. So we may or may not be an extant committee at that point.
This is Ken. I make an amendment.
Point of order?
Okay, let's go to R. Paul's point of order.
Yeah. We already passed a motion that we would meet on those dates, so it's already there. So it's actually not in order to make a motion to do the same thing we've already
done. Oh, good.
So right now it's there, and to change it, we'd have to make a motion.
Good. We can do it that way.
For the stack.
Ken, you're next.
I accept our full statement. I make a motion that we just cancel the meeting on December 27th, being the holidays and all of that.
Yeah. Okay. Barbara?
Yeah.
You're next.
And I wanted to point out that November 8th is Election Day. And I had written in my calendar previously the 15th and the 29th for November. I don't know whether we discussed
probably,
that.
Yes, probably we discussed. We already made that change.
So, just more information?
I'm not understanding what you mean, Tracy. You mean we should change it to the 15th and the 29th?
I think that we already did earlier in the year because probably someone brought that up right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at the calendar, but I think you're right.
Point of information?
Yes.
It's on the KPFTX calendar for the 15th and the 29th.
Okay.
Okay.
Done.
It's in my calendar.
That's what I was going to say.
All right, I'm looking at the KPFTX calendar right now. I shouldn't have opened my mouth until I did. So let's see what we have there.
15th and 29th.
Okay.
But December 27th is there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And what do we have in January? Do we have anything? Or did we not go
24th.
That far?
We have the 10th and the 24th.
Okay.
You know, I just want to point out that while the PNB may not change, the LSBs might change in December.
Yes, but you would remain on the PNB committee until the committee is reformulated.
Right. Even if there was a new treasurer?
We can solve that when we come to it. I think we probably will do something like we're doing
right.
with Bruce and Marcus, that would just be a transitional.
Yeah. I mean,
in other words,
year,
the vote will change, but we'll all participate.
Right.
Barbara, for the stack.
We're also on the calendar for next Tuesday.
Yeah, that is canceled because we scheduled this special meeting. I did go ahead and cancel it, but for various reasons, because I'm not a super KPFTX administrator. I can't. John has to do something on top of my canceling a meeting to actually make it go away. But it
I
is canceled.
Hello, print. Delete it. Canceled, actually, maybe.
Cancel makes it gold, and delete makes it go away.
Okay. Good to know. All right. So it seems like the only motion that we have on the floor is to only meet once in December and cancel our December 27th meeting. I think that's fine. Are there any objections?
I wanted to say something about the January.
Okay.
You
go ahead.
Were saying maybe the third?
I was saying the third, but it looks like officially it was the second and the fourth, so it's already scheduled for the 10th, which should
that
be fine.
Would be preferable to me. I think the third is pretty close still to holidays.
Agree with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. It is, but it looks like we're scheduled for the 10th, and on the 24th, I think we can leave it on the calendar and just be agnostic because we don't know when the PNB meeting will be scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay,
you know, who knows?
Ms. Bill.
Okay. Yes, Bill?
Yeah, and the first week in January, we're hoping all the delegate assemblies will meet to elect directors so that they should be doing it in early January anyway, according to the bylaws, but that will allow whoever is elected to be on the PNC for next year to have time to make travel reservations for the in-person meeting and get some good fares.
Right.
So this committee shouldn't be meeting the first week.
Okay. So I think we're agreed to leave all these meetings on the calendar. Of course, we can always decide as a group as we get closer that we don't want to have a meeting or that we want to change the date. Nothing is preventing us from doing that. But just for planning, it looks like we're going to stick with the dates we have scheduled, except that we are going to cancel the 27th because nobody wants to meet right after Christmas. Mm-hmm. Does anyone want to...
Isaac Newton's birthday.
Okay. Are there any objections to canceling the meeting on the 27th?
I have a question. This is Ken, who I made the motion. Isn't it the 29th now? Is it the 27th?
It's December 27th. It's the fourth Tuesday.
Okay. Right. I forget what I said.
I don't hear anyone fighting to keep it alive, so I'm going to go ahead and cancel it. Okay, very good. The last item before I guess we adjourn to executive session is to collect agenda items for future meetings. The agenda item that I'm putting forward is to do a budget to actuals review for the 2011 fiscal year for each station or each division. And we would probably handle that by doing two or three per meeting till we were done. Does anyone else want to put forward agenda items for future meetings? Yeah.
This is something that we actually passed quite a while back, and we were going to set up for the purposes of both keeping the current files and for having some history. We were going to set something up on a Pacifica server as opposed to Yahoo, where we could put the spreadsheets and maybe even the minutes and all of the stuff that we've done so that when we need to see it, we know right where we can go to get it because we've had things where Yahoo has had files and then blown them away. And then we've had people send things out and nobody can remember where they have them, so they have to send them out four or five times.
Okay.
So I think something – and also – file naming conventions, which sounds trivial, but which makes it easier to find. So I would say servers and file name conventions.
I will agendaize this. I'm just going to make a list of agenda items. If anyone strongly objects to an agenda item being on the list, they can say so. Otherwise, the process is I'm just going to write them down and schedule them for upcoming agendas.
Laverne?
Yes, Laverne.
Yes, Otis... has worked on setting up a file on KPFTX that will house finance documents and all of it. So he's already worked on that.
We're not discussing the item. We're just putting things on future agendas. So
let me just get the rest of the status on where they are. So he initially had it set up, and when that server and everything went down, so it went away. So he's working on that, or it's already there, so we can make that part of the discussion in terms of, as R. Paul Martin said, in terms of convention on file names. So
okay. So we might want Otis to participate in that part of the meeting, is what you're saying.
Tailor it to our needs.
Yep. Okay. Other items for future agendas?
This is Ken. I think this could go through the Finance Committee. Discussion of fund drive receipts during shows that are broadcast on multiple stations to address and determine definitive policy on how those funds are distributed amongst the stations.
Sounds
so we have
good.
A uniform policy when shows, when fund drives are done across stations.
Okay. Any other items?
Arlene, to the stack on that? I totally agree with Ken that we need that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is not a last call. People can still put things forward.
I wanted to
be a little organized. Yeah. Barbara?
Well, I'm just wondering, we don't have these problems right now, but they will probably come up again. And I would like to, do we need to discuss some of the training that might be needed so that we don't have these different template problems and reporting problems? I know in the past there was some discussion. I was in on at least two meetings with Laverne and the business managers, and you were talking about FX something or other training.
Okay, so update on training issues and yeah, sure. FX. Okay. Anybody else?
Well, this is Ken. Along with what Barbara says, if we could do a reevaluation of the platform we're using for our accounting.
Yes, let's do that.
Quickly. As in quicken. No, I'm not saying quicken. But to see whether if it's feasible to work with something that's got less of a learning curve and is more portable across different platforms. I'm not sure that's it's like a technology issue or something, but perhaps we can make some progress on it in finance.
Could I make a comment about that?
I'm just putting it on the agenda.
I like the idea of having it on the agenda, and maybe we need to find some expert to tell us, with our big complicated organization, what would be a good software or whatever.
Go get them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I'll kind of take that under advisement. I don't have an expert, you know, at this particular moment in time, but I'll take that as a suggestion, and we'll see if we can accommodate that sometime in an upcoming.
I mean, maybe all of us can try to figure out if we can find an expert. You know, it doesn't have to be just you.
Yeah. Okay. Any other agenda items? Okay. Well, this is not a closed item. Others can come up, but that's a good start. It looks like in addition to reviews, we've got 5 items, which is plenty. If we do a good job on all of those, that'll be substantial. Okay.
Tracy,
so
can you just review the 5 items for us?
Set up some financial file storage on a Pacifica server, so we're not so dependent on Yahoo groups. Talk a bit about file naming conventions, so we have a consistent system. File naming conventions,
okay.
Having consistent file naming conventions, so we can stick things on a server and be able to tell what they are years later. Dealing with fund drive receipts when shows air on multiple stations and some policy around that. Updating the training issues for the business managers around templates and systems that we talked about earlier in the year. And then talking about our accounting platform as a whole, what's working, what's not working, whether there's other systems that might work for our organization, are there experts we should consult, blah, 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 blah. Those are the 5 items. And in addition to that, we will be doing, you know, budget to actual annual reviews for each station. And the archives and national. Okay. So with that, we've completed the agenda that we had. Thank you, everyone.
This is Kim. Can I say one thing? If
sure.
We're going to do the budget to actuals,
mm-hmm.
And if we're going to start at the next meeting, I guess
yes.
I would volunteer to do it first.
I was going to harass you all by email about that in early November, but we can do it now.
No, whenever you want to start. I've looked at what I'm – I don't know – whatever. I don't mind being
okay.
First. I don't know exactly what all information I have, but I'm pretty familiar with what mm-hmm. we've got going on there.
Yep. You have till November 15th, so this is not an immediate thing. It's a good 3 weeks.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Before
okay.
we'll be doing it.
So we
given
have we'll get one more month of so-called. Well, that won't change last year's, so.
It won't change last year's, but it means that you have lots of time.
Right.
Try to get your presentation together to finalize the numbers and to decide if you want to go on the 15th or the 29th.
Right.
So my thought about it was we could probably figure that out by email in early November, and we didn't necessarily have to do it tonight. But I will plan on your being one of the first people.
Okay.
Does anybody else want to express a preference for going on the 15th or the 29th?
I'd like to say that, you know, Laverne can handle national office, but the 29th I have a conflict and won't be able to attend the meeting.
Okay. Understood. Do any other treasurers want to volunteer? And Marcus and Bruce, I assume to some degree you're going to collaborate on this.
Yeah, we'll actually have a finance committee meeting on the 2nd of November, and I'm sure that's what we'll be looking at. And, we'll be definitely going over it together.
Okay, I'd be inclined to put Washington in the 29th, because we do have a new interim treasurer, so that gives a little more time to go up to speed. Or Paul?
Yeah,
yes?
I would say we would probably be later rather than sooner, because now that I'm sure that we're not going to have any more pop-up NFC meetings, I can schedule some of our local finance meetings, and we can start hacking at this and get management in and do it. We sometimes take a little longer to do these things, I think. But we would want to be later. Also, I'm not seeing – we'll have the income statement here, which
– Yeah, we still don't have the firm actuals for the end of September. We have through the end of August, so obviously
right.
We have to get through the end
so
of September.
We're going to have to wait a little bit until we get those. Right? Any idea when we might get those?
This is Laverne. We can actually do a preliminary, which will, of course, it's going to change anyway. But a preliminary, we can try to get that done out. Let's cut everything off, because actually KPFA just closed, like I believe, like Monday or Tuesday. And so we're still making adjustments. So we can try to get some preliminary numbers. I'll try to commit to like a week from today.
I'm thinking around the end of the month is realistic and gives everybody plenty of time. Can we kind of settle on the end of the month?
Yeah. Well, we'll do. We'll try to do a flash by the end of next week. The end of the month would be fine.
This is Ken. I'll call the agenda. Could we adjourn to get into closed session?
We can. I'm just going to say two more things very fast, and then yes. Texas and Berkeley, any preferences for the 15th or the 29th, since everyone else has kind of weighed in? I'm hoping Texas will volunteer for the 15th.
I didn't weigh in. This is Marcus.
Marcus, yeah.
There you go. I probably would like to have a couple of offline questions for the CFO, and I certainly would like to do it on the 29th.
Okay, so you're scheduled on the 29th. You have some questions for the CFO. Okay, let me just finish scheduling, and we'll get to your questions. Jim?
It's an offline question.
What do you mean by offline?
I don't have it formulated just now, so I'll send her an email.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Jim, how do you feel about being penciled in tentatively for the 15th?
I think we're being forced to do that. Do we get a second run at the buffet if we do that?
Yes. We'll come up with some kind of a prize for those who go first.
That's great. I have trouble with 29, so 15th is probably best anyhow.
Okay. Barbara, any preferences for the 15th or the 29th?
Yes. Put me for the 29th.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jim and Kim. Someone had to jump into the breach.
And Barbara.
No, Barbara's going for the 29th. She's not one of the people who jumped into the breach.
I'm sorry. I thought she said 15.
No, I didn't, Darlene.
Okay, well, I was giving you credit.
Yes. I wanted to wait till December, you know. So.
How about PRA for the 15th, Tracy?
Sure, we can do that. And I don't know what we'll do with the NO. We'll figure that out. since it sounds like you won't be there on the 29th, we may kick that one into the early December meeting.
That would be fine.
Now, these are budget versus actual for all of 2011?
Yeah, the last time that we did this as a group was at the six-month point. We never did it at the nine-month point because we were all embroiled in budgets and it was impossible. So my sense of it is there will be a heavier emphasis on any changes or trends or patterns in the second half of the year. But I think that it's a good practice to look at the whole year holistically to some degree and identify what went well, what met projections, what didn't meet projections, and why.
I have
lessons learned and so on. Yes,
question, but it's not about what you're talking about right now, and it's I am not aware of whether or not the PNB ever had its discussion about depreciation.
We discussed it for a substantial period of time. We passed the budgets, and I believe that we are going to discuss it some more. But I don't know when. I haven't seen, it's not going to be on Saturday because that is a special session with a dedicated something or another. So if it happened, it would not happen until the 26th, which is the next regularly scheduled meeting. Presumably that's when we would continue it. That's when we continued it too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you want to pursue that with Summer, who's the chair, if you don't have her email address, I can give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my
understanding
of what's going on. Is that right? Okay.
I think that's
so you do think it will be discussed on the 26th or not?
Bill?
Yes, I think so, yes. I don't.
Okay.
Right. Somewhere near the beginning of that, I'm not sure exactly.
And does the PNB have a meeting on this coming Saturday?
We do. It's an executive session only meeting with a special agenda only for certain items.
Mm-hmm.
So
all right.
It couldn't be discussed then. I know that much. Okay. With that, I think that we're ready to adjourn to executive session. Is there anyone on the call who doesn't have the call-in number? Okay.
And I don't think I'm going to join on that part of the call, if that's okay, it's Bruce.
You're not going to, or you are going to?
Well, I think I won't, unless there's some reason why I should. But I'm just grateful that y'all let me sit on the final budget.
You're a member of the PNB. If you wish to join us, Bruce, closed session is not closed to you, but I don't think there's any reason why you have to if you don't want to.
Yeah. I'm a little under the weather. It sounds like it's a discussion I don't have to be there for. So.
Okay. Probably good night, then.
Trouble.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. Good night, everybody.
I move to adjourn to executive session.
Get well.
No objections. I'll see you all on the other side.